Hello, family and friends. I'm honored here for day five with Pastor Debbie and Greg Davis from the Lagodi Revival Center in Lagodi, Indiana. And today we're going to talk a little bit about sipping Christians. Now, y'all don't turn the podcast off. Just listen, because when you've been in the body of Christ a while, God shows you stuff. And one of those is about things that just can cause problems in your life. Mm-hmm. And Pastor Debbie, I remember years ago listening to your series on sipping Christians, and it was a blessing because, you know, my grandfather drank himself to death. Mm-hmm. But yet, you know, God calls us sheep for a reason. Mm-hmm. That's not really a compliment.
Right.
So even though my grandpa did that, you know, from what I could tell, all of his kids and all of us grandkids all drank. Mm-hmm. And many, and probably to an excess. And that just goes to show you that we're not too bright in the natural sometimes.
Right.
So I never got to meet my grandfather because alcohol destroyed his life, just in the natural. Mm-hmm. But Father, we come today. We're ready to receive from Pastor Debbie. Thank you for teaching her and to share things with us about this topic. And we're not closed off today, Father. We're open to what you have.
Thank you,
in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Debbie.
Well, I know it's, you know, I preached on sipping Christians. I don't know how many years ago was that?
It's been a few years.
Yeah, quite a few years ago. And before the modern church today okays drinking, and that a lot of times people that sit in pews or sometimes behind the pulpit, the worship and praise team, that it's okay to drink. And drugs is a big no-no, but then drinking's okay, but they both alter your mind.
Come on.
They both alter what you would do and what you wouldn't do.
That's right.
And someone could say, well, I'm not a heavy drinker, I'm a light drinker. Well, you know, I had a grandfather that was a light drinker. He would drink a couple of beers every single day. And occasionally he would get drunk, but he would drink every day, and he developed cirrhosis of the liver because our bodies is not meant to process alcohol. And it can damage your liver. And, you know, I just don't understand. You know, when we got born again, we knew that our lifestyle was going to have to change, that our lifestyle was not pleasing to God. And when we got born again, we wanted to be pleasing to God.
Yes.
And so we knew, of course, Greg got delivered immediately when he got born again. And I had quit drinking because somebody had to stay sober to take care of our daughter. And he wasn't going to, so I had to. And it scared me. I think I was about 6 weeks, and this was before I was born again. And we had went out to the bar that night, and I couldn't remember if I fed her that night when we got home or not. And that scared me, that I couldn't remember. And so I made a decision. That was the end of it. But, you know, I don't understand how people want to carry things over. And he says, we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Behold, old things have passed away. And so I don't understand why people want to carry the habits and the drinking into the new creation part. We're to be a witness. And when people see us drinking and we say we love Jesus and love God, that is sending two different messages there.
Yeah.
And so we're not supposed to cause anybody to stumble. And it doesn't glorify God if we're keeping the alcohol, if we're keeping that in our lives. You know, there's so many scriptures against it. And the first thing you hear somebody that drinks, well, Jesus changed the water to wine. Well, that wine, if you study it out, that was sweet wine, and it wasn't fermented. It wasn't alcoholic, and they valued the sweet wine. It was precious to them. And so there's a lot of different excuses for doing it, but it just amounts to me, how much do you love God?
Yeah.
And if you have a problem that you can't quit, then he's there to help you and to deliver you.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, Pastor Deb, I was thinking about, you know, there's a narrow path of people going to heaven.
Yes.
God tells us, but there's also a narrow path of Christians that want to live on fire for God.
Yes.
And so if you want to do a lukewarm life, you could find a mega church anywhere where people are drinking, pinching, cussing, and whatever. Yeah. But that does not glorify God, and we are not a bright light to the world doing that.
The Bible says not to be a stumbling block, because, you know, if I say I'm a Christian, I'm drinking, I can call the next person to stumble. He said, well, if he's a Christian, it's okay. Well, that can cause him to be an alcoholic or anything like that. So it's important what kind of witness that we set.
Amen. And well, Greg, in your example, your testimony, you didn't say, hey, God, let me drink a little bit here and there.
Oh, no.
You knew it was wrong, right?
But, you know, I didn't have no answer for it to get out of it.
Yeah.
Until you got born again.
Until I got born again.
Yeah.
And as I said before, that's the example that was set before me. That was all around me all the whole life. Yeah. That's all I've seen.
Yeah.
So,
well, thank God you were on the one-step program like I was on. Yeah. I said, you're done with that. Now, I'm not putting on anybody that said struggles with that.
No.
Sometimes people struggle. But, you know, if you really want to quit, and God will help you to get anything else that you have in your life.
Right. Well, it really amounts to the flesh versus the spirit. Because our flesh, you know, wants to do things that we shouldn't do.
Yeah.
So it's who are you going to let be bigger in your life? Are you going to let your spirit man, or are you going to let your flesh?
Yeah. Well, maybe for the last couple of minutes, Pastor Debbie, you know, association is so important. Not only what church you go to, but the people you hang out with.
Right.
Yes.
Because you're gonna influence your friends, or they're gonna influence you. And when I got saved, I'm thankful that God showed me you need to get some new friends. I still love my old friends, and I witnessed to them. But I got me some new friends that were hungry for God.
That's right. Same too.
Yes. Well, and you know, I just learned of one of my oldest grandson. And he doesn't drink or anything. He's 17. He plays baseball. Sorry, I'm not too much in the sports, but baseball. He's a boy, so it's baseball. But he has a guy at his school that is an alcoholic, and the boy is 17 years old. And he's calling my grandson all the time to come and party with him. And, of course, my grandson won't, and so his stepmother said, maybe I better call this boy or call his parents. But his parents drink. And so, you know, 17 years old and an alcoholic.
Yeah.
I think that is so horrible, so terrible.
Yeah, amen. Well, you know, just to full honesty and disclosure, Greg, when you were talking about drinking at 15, I'm thinking you were a slow starter. I started at 13 years old. Had a fake ID. The lady in town was blind as a bat. So I had a friend of mine that made fake IDs on a playing card with our school picture on it. And, you know, it's funny, but it's not funny.
No,
I got addicted to that stuff from the time I was young.
Yeah.
And not a single thing ever came out of that alcohol. Not one thing.
I went into a liquor store one night and asked the lady for it. I was going to get some alcohol. She said, well, you want hot or cold? I said, I'm not even 21 yet. I just walked out.
Yeah.
They were going to serve me, but I thought, no, I'm not even 21, so I just walked out.
Yeah. So you mentioned you guys got some new friends when you got saved.
Yes, we gave up our old friends because they were partiers, and I ended up pastoring them.
Wow.
But God gave us new friends that were new Christians and loved God, and so we hung around and did things together, went to church together and did things together, and I ended up pastoring the old friends. They got born again at our church, and I ended up being their pastor for about 10 years.
Yeah. And if you would have lived a lukewarm Christian life, they wouldn't have came and found you anywhere.
No.
Yeah.
It's counterfeit.
Yeah.
It's counterfeit.
We were talking off here, I think, about Dr. Barclay talks about some people get baptized for the permission to sin.
Yeah.
And we got baptized for the remission of sin, praise God.
Amen.
And, you know, and one of the great reasons for that is so we can be a bright light to lead people to Jesus. I told those guys at the jail, when you get out of here, you're not going to find me at the bar doing drinks or whatever. That's not the life I live, because I want to live a life that glorifies Jesus.
Right.
That's the least we can do from him saving us from a burning hell.
Yes.
And I'm forever thankful for that. Well, it's been such a blessing having you two on.
Thank you.
Maybe we can do it again sometime in the future.
Yes.
And
thank you.
Talk about some new things, whatever. But it's been really a blessing. And, you know, in my ministry, I'm so blessed. You know, I was thinking about back when I got COVID. The first time early in the COVID thing, I got double pneumonia, and God saved me. I could have dropped dead because I was leaving the doctor's office. He didn't even know. He was checking my lungs and stuff in the parking lot of a busy intersection. So just come back sometime. He couldn't even hear until I came in there. I had double pneumonia. Mm-hmm. But all the people that I had praying for me, I thought about all the good Christian friends.
Right.
Yes.
They called me up and loved me.
That you can depend on.
Exactly.
Because,
you know, before Jesus, my friends left the bar when I ran out of money.
Yes.
Right. And,
we know that.
We know that feeling.
So I'm so
when you got money, you got friends.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm so thankful that God has put good Christian people in my pathway. Amen. And that's why I like hanging out with. Because my favorite topic is Jesus.
Right.
Yes.
And, you know, you could tell, by the way, I encourage you out there, Matthew 10:32, if you confess Jesus before men, he'll confess you before the Father. And that's not a one-time prayer at an altar. No. People should know, here comes that Jesus person again. Thank you, guilty as charged.
Amen.
Well, praise God. If you would pray for our listeners.
Well, Father, we pray for those that, Father, that have compromised in their life, Father. Yes. We pray that, first of all, that they realize that they are compromised. And, Father, we thank you for delivering them, Father. We thank you for this counterfeit that they're putting in their life, a counterfeit for the Holy Spirit that brings them joy, joy unspeakable. And that, Father, we thank you for delivering them and being a help to them and a strength to them. In Jesus' name, amen.
And thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Folks, you can contact Pastor Debbie and Greg again at lrcchurch.org. And you can see their beautiful picture in there on the website, too. Just a young couple in just in their little over 40.
Yeah, little over 40.
So. It goes fast, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, praise God. Folks, we love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he is coming back soon.
Amen.